Now Rosh Hashanah is a very complex chag. Be it by its even the way that it's taught us in the Torah, because in the Torah Shebichsav, everyone knows, it just mentions about the Trua and Zichron Trua. It just talks about the Shofar, and the fact that it's a Yom HaDin, which is very important and pertinent information for everyone, is left for the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? It's in a duality. It needs to be explained. The truth is that duality, the Rambam hopped on to that. Right? Very interesting that the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar does not talk about the fact of Yom HaDin, and the famous Rambam that it's a Remez, Uru Yishenim Mishnaschem, is not in Hilchos Shofar. Right, it's the Rambam puts in Hilchos Teshuva. Right, the whole sugya of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done us, right, and the din is on Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar's a remez to wake up. So that's all in Hilchos Teshuva. It's not in Hilchos Shofar. Right, that's right. That's Hadavar Mer Darsheni. But it seems that the Rambam hopped on to the pattern in the Torah, that in the Torah Shebichsav, which is open for everyone to see, the Torah hides the fact that it's a Yom HaDin and left it for the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Rambam also, when discussing it, doesn't mention Hilchos Shofar. The whole thing is put in Hilchos Teshuva. So that has to be understood. Now, it's a very interesting Medrash Rabbah. There's a lot of very interesting Midrashim on Rosh Hashanah and the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Emor. But I want to discuss one particular one. Right. Is in Parsha Chavtes, Siman Vav. So in the middle of this verse it says, Tishrei, B'chor Shnei Tichadshu Ma'aseichem. Tishrei, this month, renew your deeds. B'shofar, B'chor Shnei Shapru Ma'aseichem. So shofar, this month you blow the shofar, and shofar is Lashon Shapir to make more beautiful, to improve. We should improve our deeds, and so we should, so we should be mechadish our deeds in this chag that comes out in Rosh Chodesh. Be mechadish our deeds. We should improve our deeds. And it says like this: Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Im shiparten ma'aseichem, if you do indeed improve your deeds, which is alluded to the very word shofar, shapir, right, shofar, the shapir. So if you improve your deeds, I will conduct myself with you like the shofar. Ma shofar ze machnis bezu umaytzi bezu, just like shofar, you blow in one side and sound comes out the other side. Kach ani omed mikisei din v'yoshev al kisei rachamim v'hofech lachem midas din v'midas rachamim. So also, I'll get up from the kisei din and sit on the kisei rachamim and convert the Midas HaDin to the Midas HaRachamim. Right? Eim Asai B'Chodesh HaShvi. So, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be like the shofar. Just like you blow in one side, sound comes out the other side. So also, I'll get up from the Kisei HaDin and move over to Kisei HaRachamim. So, the Moshel Mipshar are incongruent. Because in the Moshel, the shofar, right? So the shofar, it has an in-out relationship. You blow in and sound comes out the other side. So you go from in, out. Right. And we were talking about simply moving from right to left. Or left to right, rather. Going up from the Kisei HaDin and moving, blowing in and sound coming out is, blow in, out, something else. So it's going in, out. So also, I'll get up from the Kisei HaDin and sit on the Kisei HaRachamim and convert the Din to Rachamim. But that's not going in out, seemingly. That's going from left to right. And so it's not a continuation, like going from in to out. It's changing sides. It has to be understood. Just like you blow in, out comes out. I get up from the Kisei HaDin and sit on the Kisei HaRachamim. See, incongruent. Has to be understood. always mention, you know, the complexity of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah is not just in how how it's presented in Torah. Then, you know, the fact that it's a Yom HaDin is hidden and left in the Torah Shebaal Peh, right, but also in the actual Hilchos Yom Tov. You know, I'm not going to speak halacha in front of the Rav, but as I said, there is a bit of a mavucha in the Paiskim. You know, do we cry on Rosh Hashanah? We don't cry on Rosh Hashanah. As a pasuk in Nechemiah, Nechemiah warned them, you know, Rechev HaShem Ha'uschem, right? Go and eat, drink. Is it appropriate to cry? Is it not appropriate to cry? Right? You know, any observer from the outside, especially, you know, there were those that were, I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, that he heard from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when he was a little boy in Volozhin. Right? You know, he remembered, you know, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah in Volozhin. Says the Netziv was a very emotional Baal Tefillah, and even on Shabbos, the floor where he davened was wet, you know, from tears, but not Rosh Hashanah. Well, it was dry because it was just pasuk in Nehemiah. So, to observe, you know, that pasuk, you know, didn't cry. You know, it was the Shliach Tzibur. It was an amazing thing, yeah. And yet, it says elsewhere, you know, in the writings, you know, of the Mekubalim, that if a person doesn't feel an urge to cry during these days, there has to be something wrong with his neshama. And at the moment that a person does feel an urge to cry, so Min HaShemayim, at that moment there's judgment on him, so a little bit of a mevucha. Yeah. Also, mitzah, the Nusach HaTfila, right, we're on trial today. Right? This is the day we're on trial. And you would think they'd be begging for mercy, right? No, during that Sesh Mei Tshuva and Yom, which culminates in Yom Kippur, there's a lot of begging for forgiveness, but that's very lachar maisa, you know, trying to get, you know, your appeal, your sentence, and then b'shas maisa, when you're standing in Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only recognition of the awe of being b'din, u'malachim yichafezim, hine yom adin, you know. There's no, you know, now you think now is the time to say sorry, and now is the time to be mitzvada, etc., etc. So it is brought down from the Ari, I believe the post can also bring it, that when the shofar is blowing, as the shofar blows, right, so a person should be mitzvah at that time in his heart. So it's vidui in the heart, you know, together with the blowing of the shofar, right, but it's not the focus of the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah is just to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and acknowledge that it's a Yom HaDin. Right, and it would be, you know, the outside observer, especially if, you know, one will, you know, go, you know, like the poskim say, like those that say one should not cry on Rosh Hashanah, right? So a person from the outside will see a Yom Tov. Everyone comes, you know, dressed in their finest tshuva, right? And all the viduyim and all the being sorry is only expressed in the heart, but not bas galya, not openly. And yet we know, you know, we're tittering on the inside. So again, this comes this dichotomy of, you know, fear and vidui on the inside, but not on the outside. Crying on the inside, but not on the outside. On the outside, it's Yom Tov. We're showing our finest, and we eat very well. But the whole inyan of the Emas HaDin and the Charata, that's all on the inside, but not on the outside. Right? And it's following this pattern that we're noticing, that on the outside, it's a Yom Tov, right? And the whole din and fear and awe is all on the inside, but, you know, not on the visible realm. Now, there's an interesting halacha, right, about having gold on the shofar, right, that it's a problem of, you know, ain kateger nasa saneger, because the gold, you know, reminds, you know, it brings up memories of the cheda ego, and that's why also the karolin agoro, you know, when he went to Kodesh Kodeshim, couldn't wear gold. So the Gemara asked the Kodesh like this, well, look, that was an Avodas Pnim, right? Only, because year-round, the Kohen Gadol does serve the big days of. It's only in the Avodas Pnim that you have a problem, Ein Kateger Naseh Sanhager, and we blow shofar, in shuls around the world, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Gemara says like this, Shofar, Kevan de la Zikoron Ka'asi Kilifnim Dami. Interesting. Shofar has a din, since it's coming with Zikoron, it's like Bifnim. So this pattern, that there's something about shofar that's like being in Kodesh HaKadosh, which is God's space, not our space. Shofar goes with Zikaron, it's killeth nim dami. And we spoke out before from the Ari that the post can bring, that when you blow shofar, that's the time in your heart to cry, that's the time to be mizvada in your heart. So this pattern, that there's a... there's some aspect in Rosh Hashanah, this duality we're seeing of inner space and outer space. And in the outer space of things, right, it's all Yom Tov, right? And on the inner space of things, that's where there's Emas Hadin and everything else that goes along with it. Right. Shofar tells the Zikon, Kilif Nim Dami. Bemis, we find Gemara Chagiga. It's speaking about very very big in Yonim of the secrets of how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Right, the Gemara Chagiga Daf Hey, it points out a contradiction seemingly. Says b'mistarim tivkek. In hiding a Kodesh Baruch Hu cries. The Gemara asks, Kodesh cries? Ksiv oiz v'chedva b'mkaymai. Right, where God is, He's all happy. And the Gemara says, "Haba bati gavoi, haba bati baroi." This is between the inner chambers and the outer chambers. And the inner chambers, he cries because Christ or Rachman al-San is not, not in time of their glory. Cries for our lack of glory. But in the bati baroi, in the outer chambers, it's oiz v'chedva b'mkaymai. It's all again following this pattern that on the inside there's crying, right? And on the outside, it's all simcha. So it's following the same pattern. And we've shown the pattern. Now let's try to attempt to break into the pattern. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Zayin. So the Gemara brings. So we say on the Sechatira, "Kamanu Tzion Hayom Ze Hayom Tchilas Maasecha." This is the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu started creation. All right. So Tosfos. Over here, Commander Matzlinon. So he's bothered. He says that it's a machloikas, right? Like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Lazar, the world was created in Tishrei, and like Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in Nisan, right? And Rabbi Lazar Kalir in his piyutim. His piyutim on Tishrei goes with like Rabbi Lazar, so his piyutim are seviv on the Inyan. This is the month that the Rebbe created the world, and his piyutim on Pesach Yosef Karebi Yeshua. He's got no problem playing both sides of the issue. So in his piyutim on Tishrei, he talks about this is the month of creation. His piyutim on Pesach, this is the month of creation. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. De'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, v'ikol le'meimar de'betishrei ola b'machshava liboros, v'loy nivra ad nisan. So it says another amazing thing, right? De'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, right? They're both right, right? In thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world in Tishrei, but in Lemaisa, reality emerging, it emerged in the month of Nisan. Now, these are things hard to imagine, logistically it's hard to imagine, what it all looked like, right? But for sure we can at least, try to understand what the message is for us, that the world, has, two levels to it, how it's Nivra B'machshava, and how it's Nivra L'maaseh, and how the world is Nivra v'machshava, that's Tishrei, and how the world's Nivra l'maisa, that's in Nisan. So, I'm sure everyone's heard. There's no question in anyone's mind, Rabbeinu Tam is alluding to, another chazal, right? Olo b'machshava liboros b'midas hadin, roa she'eno miskayim, omad v'shitif m'midas harachamim ubra'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world b'machshava, it was created b'din. He saw that the world can't endure. It won't endure this way. So he added rachamim and created it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infallible and omniscient, all-knowing. Right? Even before he created the world b'din, he knew ahead of time it's not going to work out. He knows everything. He knows everything before it happened. So, Rabbeinu Tam makes it clear that no, there's two phases to creation. It's not the pshat or the machshava. Oops, that's not going to work, and he changes his mind and he does something else. That's chas v'shalom. That's not the pshat. All of the machshava is a reality, and the world got created b'machshava b'din. The world got created b'machshava b'din. The world exists in thought, and the nature of the world's existence in thought is din. And then phase two is shitefimo midas harachamim ubra'a. Right? And phase one, when it was b'machshava b'din, that was Tishrei. Right? And phase two, where it's shitef midas harachamim ubra'a, that's Nisan. And that's why Tishrei is a month of din. And Nisan is a month of rachamim. Right. Now, to fully understand, din and rachamim, right, have this b'machshava and then b'lepoal type of relationship, right? So as it says in a lot of different svarim, particularly in the writings of the Ramchal, right, that the first thing you do when you have to make something, is you have to plan it out. You have to plan it out, right? Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he can do anything. He doesn't have to go through this, but as Ramchal writes in a few of his writings, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make a world that we can relate to. He wants to create the world in a style that's parallel to the way man works. That way the world will be able to be affected by us, that our mitzvahs will indeed make a tikkun in the world and our verse will damage the world, because Ribbono Shel Olam created the world on a scale that's parallel to the way man works, and that's why our mitzvahs and our verse affect the world. So he didn't have to do, he doesn't have to do anything. But he chose to do it this way to give us a type of world that we can affect. And that's why he created the world the way we would create a world if we would do such things. So the first thing you have to do is you have to plan it out. Now the whole planning out, says Ramchal, is a pu'ula of din. Right? Because you're legislating, you're deciding, any act of design is to draw lines. Right? This is going to be from here to here. It's going to look like this, and it's going to be like this. You're legislating. You're now legislating from infinite possibilities that could be. You're cutting it down. You're being choisech, right? You're cutting down the possibilities to a particular tzura and a particular mahalach, right? So that's din on both sides of it, whether it's being chaysech, right? Right. Decreeing and eliminating other possibilities from the infinite possibilities that you have, but also on the positive, aside from eliminating all the other possibilities, you say, it shall work this way. This is the way it's going to work. Right. So the whole mitzvah of planning, of machshava, is a pu'ula of din. Right? And that's also what the mind hops. It hops what's called cause and effect. You study nature or whatever the mind studies. The mind looks for cause and effect types of relationships. That the cause is mechayev, such and such an effect. That's what's called logic. Also, logic is this is mechayev this. If this, then it must be this. Chiyuv. Right? Now, on a aside for the logistics, we just explained the logistics of how all projects start the machshava, and that start is bedin. Right? But I'll tell you something else, you know, of why a project has to start with din. Right? You can't start a project b'chesed, really. Meaning, you could with chesed have goals, you know, and dreams and aspirations. But you can't really get started, mamash start, without din. Even though even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bara B'din, before that precedes, you know, what came before that was a Ratzon to be Meitiv, but a Ratzon to be Meitiv alone doesn't make anything. Right? The first act of getting a project going, especially a project you want to succeed, is Din. What? Because you have to make Chiyuv. You have to make the concept of this must get done. If this doesn't have to get done, why should it ever get done? The Mechayev. Right? If you didn't have if you have a contract with someone, you know, you're lucky if he's Mechayev it, you know, even with the contract. Imagine if you didn't have a contract at all. Good luck. I'll get around to it. In the programming of Chesed and Rachamim alone, there's no Chiyuv. There's nothing that forces that has to get done, because you know Chiyuv, the concept of Chiyuv, is not in its programming. And Baruch Hu wants to make sure there's a world, right? You know, yeah, no fail, no excuses. There should be a world, right? So to be mechayev that there'll be an olam, so you have to start with din. Din makes Chiyuv. Now because din is to be mechayev. There must be. There's a din. There has to be a world. And the Maharal writes this in a few places, right? That you know, we say you know, the world is kayim on Torah avodah gemilas chasadim and avodah is keneged din, says the Maharal. But also you know, din emes v'ashalom, you know, so avodah is keneged din, right? So says the Maharal. You know, you want the world, the existence of the world to be an issue of chesed, that means it's optional. That means there's no reason why there has to be a world tomorrow. No one could have tainus on anybody, right? If the world will disappear tomorrow, if the world wasn't created bedin, that there's a chiyuv, that there should be a world. Right. And the whole nature of the world is bechiyuv, right? Is bechiyuv. That's how we're so sure there'll be a world tomorrow. We're not worried about it disappearing. Whereas a person's doing you a favor, right? You can't expect him to do you the favor again tomorrow. Sure, you can't have kindness on him if he doesn't do it for you tomorrow. Right? And the whole way the world's set up with laws of nature, that these things work b'chiyuv. You know, gravity is not the pshat. You know, some days it is, some days it isn't. You know, you got to catch it at the right time and it'll work for you. No, it's, you know. That's if you need a favor, you got to catch right on time. These things are all b'chiyuv. The world works on laws, dinim. Right? The existence of the world would not be firm and established and ongoing if it didn't start off b'din. Right? And it is for our good also. Right? The Baruch Hu wanted us to be m'chiyuv to exist. And everyone knows, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, as much as he wants to be meitiv, right? But he wants us also to be Bali Atavahu, right? He wants us to earn it, because if we earn it, it's ours, and he's mechuyev to give it to us. And he wants it that way. That the goodness should not be an issue of chesed. You know, part of, you know, the lack of chesed is that, you know, there's no chiyuv in it. And Rebbe Baruch Hu wants us to be mechuyev to exist. And to be mechuyev to get all the hatava. Just there's another element that, you know, that's why at the Yisod, be Yisod, there has to be Chiyuv. At the foundation, there has to be Chiyuv. Otherwise, nothing will happen. Right? If there's not Chiyuv at the roots of it, right, don't expect it to go any further. How can you? You have no right to expect it to continue. Right? But there's a different thing, right? And that's being flexible. Being flexible. Right? That, you know, Bedin Gomor, as much as you need that at the foundation to be Mechayev, that things should happen, right? But, you know, it's hard to keep up with the plan. But you don't want to get rid of the plan, because you get rid of the plan, the whole project has no chiyuv anymore. Right? You have to add flexibility. You have to add flexibility because there's always, you know, kinks that come up, unexpected twists and turns. But it's an issue of adding flexibility. That's what the Rosh says. Amad v'shitef imo midas rachamim u'bra'a. Or just added. Added rachamim. It's not that he ever was chayzer. He never changed his mind about the machshava bedin. Right? The plan for the world is bedin, and that's why we're sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan will be executed. Right? And the existence of the world is, you know, bedin, you know, b'yisod. There's just the flexibility, because things don't always keep to charter. But without a charter, you have no chiyuv, and there's no reason why you could expect, you know, it should continue. So yeah, you make a deal with someone, and always inevitably he asks you for an extension and this and that, and yeah. And you know, you could be oimed on the contract, but you'll probably end up losing by that. You have to learn to be flexible. Okay. Now take a look, Davar Nifla, on how this also is in the Tzuras Odom himself. Right? An amazing thing. Right? By no coincidence, Chazal say that the Imos were Nifkad on Rosh Hashanah. They got pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. Right? The others were born in Nisan. They were born in Nisan, but the Imos got pregnant with them in Tishrei. They were Nifkad in Tishrei. And that's why the Rosh would say, Hayom Haras Olam, Harav Lashem Hirayom. Pregnant. Right? So, an amazing thing. At the moment of pregnancy, so the Vlad exists totally b'machshava, right? So lo mibaya, you know what the Gemara says in Nida, that they, you know, the moth is called Lila, and you know he takes it, and they said it's nigzar, it's gonna be, it's decided at the time of conception all these midas and what type of guy he's gonna be, but lahavdil, even in science, it's The gene map is complete at the time of conception. Like how the guy's, you know, gonna, you know, how his body's gonna handle its saturated fats and all that. You know, that's already set right at conception. Right? And Mars. Right. Hold on, you know, the gene map, you know, all the tchunas, right, all the characteristics are set. You know, the plan is set. Right? But the baby is not, you know, needs to still go from machshava, you know, it's a concept, and also it's amazing, you know, it amazed me that even in English, I don't know if, you know, if the people have coined the word, but they call it conception, right, as a concept, right, but it has to go now from the machshava to the maisa, it has to sit in the rechem, in the womb, in the rechem. How long does it have to sit? Because I was like, 7 months at least. So it's to sit 7 months in the rechem. Rachamin, Russian rechem. So count it. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Adar, Nisan. Then it's similar to this. It's called Shitef Momidas HaRachamin Ubra'a. It goes from Machshavah into a Maisa. The Ribbono Shel Olam's din, right, is not like the din of Basar V'dam, that the Melech and his rule and the kingdom are two different entities, right? V'araya, probably that the existence of the state and the malchus of the king are not the same. But there could be a revolution. You get rid of the king, get a different king, or establish a democracy instead, right? But the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way, right? The whole Metzius of the Bria comes from his Midah of Malchus. That's what we say, Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Kerem Kol Yitzirah. Really, he was king before he created everything. Just Reis Nasa B'Chetzo Ko Azay Melech Shmo Nikra. Just, you know, when he created things, there are people to call him king. But he, Be'etzem, had the ability to be king before he created the world. And from that ability, the world comes. Not the child, he made a world, now he's molech on it. Okay. The cause and effect is the other way around. He's a melech, and from his midah of malchus comes the whole world. As of course, as I was said, there are phases. Right? There are phases that first to machshava and then lemaisa. Right? So, you know, in the see, the Ribon Shel'Olam's din is not a is not the antithesis of rachamim. That's the way it is by the dinim of a basar v'dam. Because it's that way because his governing of you and your existence are not of the same type. He's superimposing his authority on you, right? His jurisdiction on you. And that's why, you know, his din just cramps your style. And if not for his din, you would be able to be a little bit more free and have nothing to be afraid of. But the Ribon Shel'Olam's din is the shorish of our existence. The Ribon Shel'Olam's din is mamish, you know, the legislating the laws that stand at the very foundations of reality and force reality to exist. In the words of Reb Tzadok, Reb Tzadok HaKohen says this, right? It's not the pshat that Reb Shalom changed his mind when he was mishati v'mias rachim u'bra. Midas Hadin demanded, the Midas Hadin itself said, Hi, I'm here to be machai of existence. So the Midas Hadin says, I want this to work out. So the Midas Hadin itself demands to be meshatif, rachamim, and creative. Because the Midas Hadin wants to be, it's coming to be machai of existence. And all the Ribon Shel'Olam's laws are really the laws of reality itself, that are machai of reality itself. They are the cause for reality, and reality is the effect from the Ribon Shel'Olam's laws. The Ribon Shel'Olam's Midas Hadin wants and demands to add rachamim, because the Midas Hadin wants to be mechayev that there should be existence, so it wants it to work out. Right? And the Midas Hadin demands rachamim. Again, but that's if you position yourself that you are aligned with the din, you're makabel the din, right? You know, so the din says, all right, you're with me, I'm mechayev your existence. Din is only a problem if a person is mitakesh to stand against the din, to position himself as anti the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the din demands your obliteration. Because you're positioning yourself as being anti-din. But if you are positioning yourself that you're with the din, you know, look, the flesh is weak. You know, ideologically, I want to do what the Ribon Shel'Olam wants, the Ribon Shel'Olam is my melech, then the Midas HaDin itself demands that you exist. Because the Midas HaDin be'etzem is there to be, you know, the design that sets up and is machai of life. That's what Ribon Shel'Olam did. So, you know, so in Rosh Hashanah, we go back to the Olam B'Machshav, the Baruch B'Midas HaDin, right? You know, that's all in the chambers of reality that are called machshava. That's where the din is going on. You know, in revealed physical reality, right? All anything, you know, physical that we can see is besod shitefim amiras rachim ubra'a. Right? All physical reality that we see is a compound of din and rachamim. Because there's no other reality that the Ribon Shel'Olam created. There's no other physical reality created. All physical reality, you know, a very integral part of its composition is the shitit mamias rachim ubra'a. Right? So where the din is purely, that's only din, give you only din, right? Only din, that's in, for lack of a better word, the olamus of machshava, the layer of reality that's called, right, the olamus of the Ribon Shel'Olam's machshava, that's where din is going on. And it's those chambers of reality that we visit in Tishrei. Connected, these are the ones that the world is nivra b'machshava, and that's why it's a time of din, because all b'machshava, libros midas ha-din. But even on Rosh Hashanah day itself, a person who could only see physical reality will only see the aspect of shitifim amidas harachmim ubra'a. That's what the Ramban means. It's a yom din barachamim. Because even the fact that it's a Yom HaDin, but we said if you can reconcile yourself with the din itself will demand that you exist. And that's what we have to try to be zocher to on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't try to run away from the din. The din of the Ribosham is mamish beside the laws of physics and the laws of chemistry, the laws of biology. It's what's machai of existence. What we have to do on this day is to reconcile ourselves with the din, not try to run away from it in any way. Right? Not try in any way, you know, to fudge it over. We have to attain, you know, the madrega that the din itself is machayev our existence. That's what we have to try to do in Rosh Hashanah. Right? By being Mekal Ribosham is our melech, right? And we align ourselves with the din. We're not standing in opposition to the din. We're together with the din. Right? If we can find our place there, then the din itself is machayev our existence. So anyone who just sees physical reality only sees on Rosh Hashanah the Shitiv Mamir Sarachim Ubra'ah. You're only looking at the physical. You're only looking on the visual. That's all Shitiv Mamir Sarachim Ubra'ah. And you only see the rachamim of the Yom Din Barachamim. Because Bachutz, it's Oiz V'chedot, B'batzei Baroi. In the outer chambers, it's Oiz V'chedot B'mkono. Outer layer of reality, which is, you know, the reality, it's Yotze L'Poal, it goes out into actuality. That's the Lashon throughout Chazal and Sfarim. It's Yotze L'Poal, it's Yotze Rachutz, right? You know, in the world that's, you know, in what's Yotze, it's all Midas Rachamim. And Rosh Hashanah is no exception. So you only see the Bati Baroi, you only see the Abchem, you see only the Shitiv Mamir Sarachim Ubra'ah. Right? Where the din is in the dimensions of Machshava. Right? And it's those dimensions that we go into with the Shofar. Kevan de le Zikaron ka'asi kilif nim dami. It's going to the Zikaron, for memory. It's in Machshava. We're finding our place in the Ribon Shel Olam's Machshava. Besoid Yisrael Olu B'Machshava Tchil, the first thing God ever, in that same Mahalach of being Olu B'Machshava, the first thing he thought of is Klal Yisrael. We have to find our place there. We have to find our place in the Ribon Shel Olam's plan. And Kivyachol, we ascend there with the Shofar. We go in with the Shofar into the inner chambers of reality. We go into the Ribon Shel Olam's Zikaron, right? And that's what they say. Okay, at that time, at that moment, right? So it says in the Ksavim, that's a time now to cry in the heart. That's a time to be misvada in the heart. Perfectly parallel to what's going on at that time. They were going into those chambers of the Ribon Shel Olam's Machshava Kivyachol, those Zikaron Kasi Kilif Nim, we're going into those inner chambers, the chambers of the Machshava where the din is. We go in there with the Kol HaShofar, and what the aspect that goes in there with the Kol HaShofar is our mind and heart. Perfectly parallel. Our inner self, right, going in with the Shofar to the inner chambers of reality, finding our place there. You find your place there, then the Midas Din itself is Machayev, that you should exist. It's to reconcile that we are with the Ribon Shel Olam's Din, we're not trying to run away from it, we don't want to try to get the Rachamim to take away the din. We have to find our place in the din. We have to find our place in this olam b'machshava. And that's what's happening at the time of Shofar. Kedei shi'ala zichronechem lefonai l'toiva. Right? We find our place in his machshava. So you saw olam b'machshava tchila. Our place in that olam b'machshava. Right? That's what's happening at the time of the Shofar. And to run parallel to what's happening, so a person in his own inner chambers, you know, cries, and is misvada, you know, running perfectly parallel to the mitzvahs of the yom. Right? So this, I think, it becomes very, very apparent, well, you know, the pattern that there is in the Torah, and the Rambam hopped onto this, right, that in the Torah Shebichsav, which is the outer layer of Torah, so it's the visual part of Torah. You know, Torah Shebichsav is apprehended with the eyes, so it's the Batei Baroi of Torah. It's the outer chambers of Torah. That's why, you know, Rahman al-Tzan, the Goyim were able to steal the Torah Shebichsav also. It's out in the open for everyone to see. So in what mitzvah, what's out in the open, there's no mention of the din. Because everything that's out in the open is beside shitim mami asarachmi mubra'a.
But isn't Yom Teruah, isn't that the shofar?
It's the shofar, but it's just talking about blowing the shofar. And the significance that the shofar is there to wake you up and this and that. The Torah never told you the Tamei HaMitzvah. That's all in the Tarsha Baal Peh. And even the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar doesn't tell you in Hilchos Shofar it's a remez to wake up. The Rambam put it all in Hilchos Tshuva. In fact, the Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, Rambam didn't write in Hilchos Shofar. He wrote it only in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam followed this pattern. Right? Because the din is all happening, you know, on this, you know, on the dimensions of all of the machshava. This way is the renewal of the world, the machshava. And that's where the din's happening. The machshava of Torah is the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why over there is where the din's spoken about. The Torah Shebaal is the visible part of the Torah. So it's the part that runs parallel to visible reality. That's all she told me is a rachmi ubra. And this is what the Medrash says. Now we understand what the Medrash says. You know, and it's said, God, that, you know, it's, you know, every, the Medrash makes perfect sense. Ma shofar zu, machnis bezu umotu. In, out. So in is midas hadin. Right? That's the inner chamber. But, and it's a continuum. Because the midas hadin is there to design and force reality to exist, so it's motzi bezu, right? And so mina meta karasi ka anani ba merchav ka, right? You go from, you know, thin to out, yeah, you know, goes from a concept and it expands to physical reality. Master motzi bezu, sorcery Barsham says, so if you blow, you know, so also if you improve your deeds, right? Whereas the Ikka will explain in a second what's improving. I mean, in general, of course, it's tshuva, but we have to explain dunakuda, what one has to do with his deeds on Rosh Hashanah. Right? But if you improve your deeds, I'll be like shofar, so you blow in and it goes out, so I can explain. That's the relationship between din and rachamim. Blow in is din, and out comes rachamim. So also, I get up from the kisei din, and I sit on the kisei rachamim, but it doesn't end there. Vani hofech lachem. Midas hadin l'midas harim, and the din gets converted. Like, all right, you should have known I was tricking you. You know, I said it was incongruent. You know, the fact that it's not incongruent is a dead giveaway from the end. The hofech es midas l'midas harim. You see, it's not the pshat changing sides. The din itself gets converted to rachamim because the din wants be'etzim existence. The din is okay. The din is to legislate existence. The din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the best possible, is the laws of physics. These are laws that hold up existence. Melech b'mishpat ya'amid eretz. The king with the law upholds the world. Right? So, when we improve our deeds, it's to reconcile with the mishpat, just like we blow in the shofar and out comes sound, and also you go into the din itself emerges as pushes that it should all emerge birachamim, and the din itself wants that. The trick is to reconcile yourself with the din, and that's why the ikra vote of the day, right, is, you know, to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu is king and to accept the fact that he reigns and to accept, not to try to run away. If you try to run away, so you're positioning Kodesh Baruch Hu's din and you as opposites. So you're positioning things that in an oppositional relationship. So okay, so you know, so then the din will, you know, mandate your eradication, chas v'shalom. But if you align yourself with the din, right? So then the din itself wants to fix you. If you're on the same side, then the din is mechayev that you should exist. The pool of din comes to legislate your existence. Decree your existence. And you have vote on Rosh Hashanah, you know, and which reaches a certain climax with the Kiyas Shaper, is that we have to work, you know, just like the Chovos HaLevavos says, that man, you know, the Chovos HaLevavos really spoke about everything that we're talking about, that man has two layers to him, the Chovos HaLevavos and the Chovos HaYevavos, the duties of the heart, which is man's inner world, the world of man's, you know, ideals and ideology and values, right? And there's man's outer world, you know, like, you know, what the mitzvah state does with his hands, right? And he says, all my contemporaries have written books on Chovas HaIvorim. No one's written anything on Chovas HaIvorim, so he writes in his introduction. Huh? There's many duties that there are to do with the mind and the heart. And you fulfill it, you read Rav Sadia, he's right, you read Rav Sadia Gaon's book and read my book together, and you'll build up your inner world. Right? The world of, you know, one's mind and heart. It's Chachma and it's Bina. Right? And that's what we have to, that's what we build on Rosh Hashanah. That's what we build on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah, it's the head of the year. The Machshava of the year. Right? Just like it's that way that the Ribbono Shel Olam writes out the whole year, the plan for the whole year. But it's also what we have to work in being metakin ourselves in Rosh Hashanah, being metakin our ideas, our ideals, our values, our whole inner world. Our whole inner world that's even above speech. That's what the Zohar says, you know, the tefillah and the cry of the shofar is, it's in pure sound because even above words, it's like, you know, the language of pure thought. Clean up our minds and our hearts, our ideals and our commitments, so as we find a place for ourselves in the Ribbono Shel Olam's machshava, we can justify that nekuda of Yisrael olu b'machshava tchila. Clean up our machshava, which includes our, you know, everything. Beliefs, ideas, ideologies, values. Right? To find ourselves a place in the Ribbono Shel Olam's machshava. And then his din itself demands that we exist. And before that, you can't even talk about doing tshuva. Because why should sorry help? Why should he forgive you? Right? But on Rosh Hashanah, we say, well, he's our melech, and we're with him, and we're committed to him. Right? Oh, we're on the same side. You're on the same side. Now, sorry helps. And that's even that we have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. You don't have a basis to say sorry, be'etzem. Right? You don't have a basis to say sorry. Why should a person forgive you if you are be'etzem positioned as being in opposition? Be on the same side, and now you can ask them to be forgiven because, you know, you're on the same side. And on Rosh Hashanah, you have to establish, we're with him. He's our king. We follow him. We want him to govern us. We want him to govern us. We want to be under his din. We want him to be our melech. No matter what the consequences be, we want to be with him, no matter what the consequences. And if you position that way, you position yourself with him that way, the din itself demands that you exist. And that whole Ikar Avoda is all in the mind and heart, you know. And the whole, you know, that's why the Ikar Avoda of the Yom is the Shofar, that's the language of pure thought, that's even above words. Right, Ikar and Kasi, and then you go with Nim. You go into the inner chambers of Yav, where Ribbono Shel Olam's Machshav is, where the din is, and you find your place there. And then if you find your place there, Ribbono Shel Olam is Geyser. HaChosech Chayim L'chol Chay. HaChosech Chayim L'chol Chay. The din will decree and cut that you have to live and you have to survive. And Shalom Yivarach, Shana Tom Mesukah, Shefa Bachavat Fachar.